Till Death Do Us Part. Eva Rae Thomas Mystery, Book 14. Written by Willow Rose. Narrated by Rebecca Cade. Marriage is the most natural state of man, and the state in which you will find solid happiness. Benjamin Franklin. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18:22. Prologue. Monday morning, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Chapter 1. It was a Monday morning like so many others. Rachel and John Baker were both late getting out the door. Their 8-year-old son Thomas barely made it out in time for the school bus. The twins, Robert and Maria, were crying helplessly as they got them dressed and rushed them out the door, off to daycare. John and Rachel were fighting all the way there in the car, and they finally arrived at the daycare, flustered and exasperated. "Can you take the diaper bag?" Rachel asked, grabbing Robert in her arms. John sighed, annoyed, and grabbed the bag, and Maria then slammed the car door. "It's not like it's a lot to ask," Rachel said.
"Why can't you take the darn bag then?"
he asked. She sighed in annoyance, then grabbed the bag and pulled it from his hand. She walked with determined steps toward the entrance, wishing things were different between them. It hadn't always been like this. Once upon a time, they were the perfect couple, but now it felt like they were living in two different worlds. How had this happened to them? They barely made it inside the preschool's tall building before both twins started crying helplessly. Robert clung to his mother and wouldn't let go. Rachel wanted to scream herself. It was the same every morning, and she hated it so much.
"It's okay, honey. Mommy will pick you up this afternoon after your nap, okay?"
But Robert wouldn't calm down, and his sister cried along with him just as loudly. Many of the other parents looked at them, and Rachel felt embarrassed. She was the one who had wanted them to go to daycare. She wanted to go back to work. She loved it, but John wanted her to stay at home.
"Shh, shh,"
she said, caressing Robert's hair gently while rocking him, praying he would stop soon. Suddenly, Maria started crying even louder, and Rachel realized she had forgotten the pacifier in the car. She handed Robert to John and rushed out to get it. When she came back, she saw him in deep conversation with a gorgeous woman who looked to be 10 years younger than Rachel. And worst of all, he was paying no attention to his crying children, completely ignoring them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?